The rest of the story. Meet Mrs. Lotta Dempsey, Toronto, Canada. She has a son, a daughter-in-law, a small granddaughter, all of whom she is about to meet for dinner. It is her son's birthday. So she has summoned a taxicab to her home, and with birthday gifts bundled in her arms, she eases into the back seat of the taxicab. The driver, holding the door for Mrs. Dempsey, appears irritated, particularly at the sight of the brightly wrapped presents. But he says nothing. Now they are driving off down the street, driving far too fast, thinks Mrs. Dempsey. She mentions it as nicely as possible to the obviously sullen cab driver. Could you take it a little bit easier, she asks. I have some presents here for my son's birthday today, and a few of them are breakable. In the cab's rearview mirror, Mrs. Dempsey can see the driver frowning. It is his birthday today, too, he mutters, but nobody's giving him any presents. And he proceeds to complain that he and his wife have just separated, and he's broke, and in general he's fed up with life. Mrs. Dempsey says, how old are you today? And to the woman's amazement, the unhappy cab driver is precisely the same age as her son. And yes, he was also born in Toronto, and more amazing still, both young men were born at St. Michael's Hospital. Then surely your mother told you, Mrs. Dempsey begins, but the driver interrupts. My mother died when I was a baby, he says. As before, there is bitterness in his tone, but as the fretful cabbie could never have anticipated, he would indeed receive a very special gift on his birthday, as his passenger excitedly related the rest of the story. Before there was Queen Elizabeth, there was Queen Elizabeth. Mother of England's current queen, wife of King George VI. In 1939, the royal couple toured Canada. Among the cities they visited was Toronto. Wherever the queen went, she was presented with bouquets of flowers, but she kept none of them. The flowers given the queen were in turn given to local hospitals to be divided among patients. Mrs. Dempsey remembered vividly how, while she was having her baby at St. Michael's in Toronto, a nurse came by and gave her a white rose. It was a flower from one of the Queen's bouquets, presented in honor of the royal children, Elizabeth and Margaret. Every patient in the maternity ward received one, Mrs. Dempsey recalled. Then the woman looked up in the cab's rearview mirror again. And there was a tear rolling down the cheek of the driver. But his expression was no longer grim and self-absorbed. In fact, despite the tear, he was smiling. And then he said, I always wondered about that white rose pressed in my mother's Bible. Well, now he knew, and now so do you. For once upon a time, a woman in Toronto called a cab, and it just happened to be the driver's birthday. And yet on that birthday, as never before, he received a gift from his mother, a sprinkling of white rose petals in an unseen outstretched hand, a token of love when it was needed most. And if all this, as it must have been, was no more than a timely, touching, tremendous coincidence, at least now you know the rest of the story.